Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Well, hello, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we'll be featuring a pre-recorded interview with a tattoo artist who was actually tattooing at an event called Unreal City. And maybe this is like a thing now to have tattoo artists at music festivals and events. Well, I do recall when I was a kid, there'd be like these fake tattoos that you could stick on with water at family-friendly events. So I guess it's kind of like that idea. So yeah, real tattoos at shows, but for adults. How fun is that? Check out some awesome bands, have a great time, get a tattoo, and then you'll have a memory that lasts a lifetime. Here's an interview with Riley from Sleep Talk Tattoo, and we just did a little recording outside the Russian Hall in East Van. Hello, Riley, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you so much.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Riley. Well, I'm a tattoo artist. I'm tattooing here at Unreal City Music Festival tonight.
Amazing. And when did you start tattooing?
I started tattooing in 2020.
And then were you always like an artist before that?
I actually have a science degree. I have an environmental science degree. When COVID happened, I kind of pivoted to tattooing.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay, so like maybe like your first time tattooing somebody, how did that feel?
Oh man, very scary. It was my partner, who's still my partner at the time, so, and it actually healed amazingly, thankfully. Yeah, very scary, very honored to be trusted with somebody's body like
yes.
that.
Yes, what was it? What was the image?
It was a smiley face.
Aw, smiley face. Don't worry, we're going to hear more from Riley after this song. Let's play Worry Wart, Smile on CJSF.
I think I know this. If I
interviewed other tattoo artists. Did you want to say, is there any tattoos that you've done in any like erogenous zones or anywhere that's kind of like maybe the butt or, you know?
No.
Haven't gotten there yet?
I don't think I will.
Okay.
I don't think I'll ever go there.
You'll never go there?
As of now, I think I'm okay without that.
Also, images. Are there other images that you won't do, that you won't touch?
Oh, anything that's not okay for me to do as a white person, probably. Any hate symbols. I don't know, anything under that umbrella, probably. Definitely not.
Right. Okay, what's your most popular?
My most popular, whenever I draw bunnies, people love bunnies. I would say a bunny for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the bunny's your specialty.
Yeah, yeah, taking back. I couldn't handle the pressure. The motive I lack is taken back with the measure of the drink in my hand and all the shit that I think. I keep drowning in a liquor I back out once a week. And all these people don't think, they be too quick to assume. When they see a homie falling, they just add to the fuel. Then that's what happened to you. How did you fall off the path? I've been alone and I keep finding where the fuck were you at. Homie, I've been getting sad. I've been alone with my raps. And all the liquor getting thicker, man, I think I'm a pest. I've been getting sad. I've been alone with my raps. And all the liquor getting thicker. Man, I think of my past. I needed out, and I ain't never looking back. I've been a fiend all my life, but now I lay it on the track, just in the cloud. Ended in another trap. It's like addiction always follow me. My demons got my back, and now I down another bottle. Drown my sorrows, more tomorrow. I ain't never hit the throttle, hard to swallow, more to borrow. And these kids be skipping meals so that mama get the feels. I've been feeling like I'm wasting all my time, got more to kill. No, she never used to be like this, high like this, I like this. Nah, nah, she used to roll up at the school drinking all we piss. Notice this, homies lit. She used to try to play it cool, half of people see it too. Used to roll up at the school just to meet someone like you. Now her light is getting dim and her life is falling down. Need someone to pick her up, but they left her on the ground. She never used to be like this, high like this, I like this. Nah, nah, she used to roll up at the school drinking all we piss. Notice this, homies lit. No, she never used to be like this, high like this, I like this. Nah, nah, she used to roll up at the school drinking all we piss. Notice this, homies lit. I needed out, and I ain't never looking back. I've been a fiend all my life, but now I lay it on the track, just in the cloud. Ended in another trap, it's like addiction always follow me. My demons got my back, and now I down another bottle. Drown my sorrows, more tomorrow. I ain't never hit the throttle, hard to swallow, more to borrow. And these kids be skipping meals so that mama get the feels. I've been feeling like I'm wasting all my time, got more to kill. Yeah, yeah.
Was Pressure by Yellow Bunny on CJSF 90.1 FM, because Riley loves to draw bunnies and she would totally love to do some ink work of bunnies on you. All right, let's continue with our interview. And we're here at Unreal City that you mentioned. Is there any bands that you're looking forward to?
I love Worrywart. Very excited to see them, but I don't know if I'll be able to see them because I'll be busy scribbling away, but I will be able to hear them.
And is there any female artist that you know that's local?
Female bands?
Yes.
I love the band Piss.
Millions and millions of pictures are made of us in postures of submission and sexual access. And the major motif of pornography as a form of entertainment is that women are raped and violated and humiliated until we discover that we like it. And at that point, we ask for more.
Yeah. them out of my mouth.
Okay, and then what other music are you listening to currently?
I'm listening to a Vancouver band called Bison. They were popular maybe 15 years ago, but I'm just discovering them now. Have been bumping their album Quiet Earth every day.
Fantastic. Yeah. Where can people find you if they want to have a tattoo?
I work at Sleep Talk Tattoo in Gastown. It's 88 Powell Street at Powell and Columbia.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Riley, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby. One more question.
Yes.
What do you like about East Van?
Oh, I f***ing love everything about East Van. I've lived here for 10 years. I'm never going to leave. I love everything about it. It's my home.
Love it. This one is going out to Riley and all tattoo artists. Here's 1,000 Needles by Bison on CJSF. Right on. That was Bison. And just so you know, there are other bands called Bison. So if you're doing a search, type Bison BC. All right, let's play some of the bands who performed at Unreal City after the break.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time. And how
does it feel
if it is working?